Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic. Your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
When did an ex try to ruin your life, but karma got to them first? Story one. When I broke up with my ex, he didn't take it well. I thought ghosting him would help us both move on faster, but apparently he had a different idea. A month later, I was fired from my job for stealing company property. I was shocked. Turned out someone had sent my boss an anonymous tip along with security footage of me sneaking a laptop out. Except the footage was from when I was instructed to take my work laptop home during the pandemic. It took a week to clear my name, but by then, my boss had already replaced me. I later learned that my ex had used an old connection at the security company to get the footage and spliced it to look bad. I had no proof, but I knew it was him. Karma hit hard 2 months later. He applied to the same company I'd moved to and got an interview. I don't know if he didn't realize I was working there or just didn't care, but the hiring manager asked for my opinion since we shared a past. I didn't need to lie. I simply showed them the emails from my old job clearing me and the fact he tampered with footage. He didn't get the job. Weeks later, I heard he was still unemployed and couch surfing. He tried to ruin me. Instead, he destroyed his own chances. Story 2. My ex spread a rumor in our small town that I cheated on him and stole money from his bank account. Neither were remotely. The cheating claim hurt, but the theft one was almost funny. I worked at a bank. If anyone should have been careful tossing that around, it was him. A few months go by and I get pulled into an internal investigation. They received an anonymous report accusing me of embezzling. Of course, it traced back to him. I cooperated fully and was cleared within a day. Our systems are airtight. But I was furious. I kept my cool and let it go, until karma took the wheel. Turns out he used fake documentation to lease a brand new truck. The dealership caught on and pressed charges for fraud. Even better, he used an old template from a job I used to have to fake income statements. Guess who they called to testify? Watching him squirm in court, realizing I was the one calmly confirming his lies, was the sweetest justice I've ever tasted. He got probation and a huge fine. I got promoted 6 months later. Story 3. She dumped me right after I paid off her car loan. Cool. I moved on. But a few months later, I started getting strange emails at work from anonymous clients, complaining about my conduct. I'm a therapist, so even a whiff of impropriety is serious. I had to meet with the licensing board. Thankfully, everything fell apart in her second fake email. She used the exact wording from an inside joke we used to say. It was obvious. I didn't even need to defend myself. My supervisor recognized it instantly and asked if I'd had a recently bitter ex. Then karma showed up like a train. Her new boyfriend was the ex she swore she'd never talk to again. He cheated on her publicly, and she had a breakdown on Facebook Live. The comments? Brutal. Her reputation tanked. She messaged me months later, asking if I could help her cope. I blocked her before she finished the sentence. Story 4. Right after our breakup, my ex hacked into my Facebook and messaged my family members pretending to be me. She told my mom I was going to rehab, told my sister I'd stolen her credit card, and told my boss I had something to confess. It was a mess. I had to spend days explaining it all, and thankfully, people knew something was off. I barely use Facebook anymore. But the real karma came from her own hand. She posted a video on TikTok bragging about how she taught her ex a lesson, and even showed screenshots of messages she sent pretending to be me. It went viral, and not in a good way. Her job found out and fired her. Her landlord refused to renew her lease after seeing the clip. She cried online about how unfair it was, that it was just a joke. Yeah, a joke that wrecked her life. Now, she works at a gas station in the town she once swore she'd escape. Story 5. My ex tried to ruin my wedding. No exaggeration. I was engaged to a wonderful woman 2 years after ending things with my ex. We were civil. Or so I thought. She RSVP'd to the wedding, even sent a gift. I didn't think twice. On the day of, an anonymous envelope was handed to my fiancé right before she walked down the aisle. Inside was a photo of me and my ex from 5 years ago with "He still loves me" written in lipstick across it. My fiancé looked at me once and said, "She's insane, right?" I nodded, and we got married. Crisis averted. Karma came 2 weeks later when my cousin, who was single at the time, showed me a Bumble profile that used a fake name but had my ex's photo. Apparently, she was catfishing men pretending to be 10 years younger. We reported it, and her account was banned. 3 days later, she texted me, furious, saying, "You just can't let me win, can you? Number, I can't. But karma doesn't need my help." Story 6. I dated a guy for almost 2 years who turned into a nightmare after I left him. I broke up with him because he was controlling, asking for passwords, tracking my location, classic red flags. After I got out, I started dating someone new. That's when the chaos began. He created a fake Instagram page pretending to be my new boyfriend.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the the mirror. Through hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Complete with deepfaked images showing him cheating on me with underage girls. He DM'd it to my parents, my boss, and even my new guy's mom. We were shocked, but luckily his editing skills were trash. My boss literally laughed and said, "These shadows don't even match." We reported the page, got it taken down, and I filed a restraining order. Here's the karma. Turns out he used work computers to edit and post the fake content. And he worked in IT. The company found out and fired him publicly. They also reported him to HR associations, and now he can't get rehired in tech anywhere with that black mark. Sometimes karma takes her time. Sometimes she uses HR as her sword. Story 7. He told me I'd never find anyone better than him. Said it over and over again, even after we broke up. It wasn't even a bad breakup, until I got a letter from my university that I'd been reported for plagiarism. I was stunned. I'd just finished my thesis and submitted it. The university took it seriously and paused my graduation. But when they checked the source I supposedly stole from, it was a blog post that he wrote after we broke up. His dumb ego couldn't handle that I got into a top grad school, and he didn't. So he tried to discredit me. He even messaged me saying, "Enjoy repeating a semester." Except his blog had a timestamp from a week after I submitted my thesis, and Google had the cached version to prove it. My school not only cleared me, but they blacklisted him from applying to their graduate programs. Ever. Oh, and I did graduate. With honors. Guess who sent a congrats text? Blocked. Story 8. She keyed liar into the hood of my car after she found out I was talking to someone new, after we'd broken up. Then she reported me to animal control, saying I was abusing my dog because I left him alone too much. I work from home. I had to show vet records and camera footage just to clear my name. The worst part? My dog had started acting anxious because of the constant visits from strangers. She kept sending people to check on him. But karma has a funny way of balancing things. One day, she accidentally posted a video on her private story of her screaming at her own dog and tossing a pillow at it for barking. Someone screen recorded it. It made its way to a local pet advocacy group, and she got absolutely torn apart online. She lost her dog walking clients. A few even left one-star reviews explaining why. And that new guy she was trying to impress? He ghosted her the day it went public. Story 9. I used to date a guy who fancied himself a musician. After we split, I started posting covers of popular songs online and slowly gained a following. One day, my YouTube channel got nuked. Every video flagged for copyright. Turns out he had released an EP on Spotify and then tried to claim I'd stolen melodies from him. Insane, since I was covering Billie Eilish and Paramore. He even filed a DMCA takedown under a fake company name. I had to lawyer up, which drained me financially for a while, but it was worth it. His fake company was registered to a P.O. box, and when YouTube investigated, he got hit with a copyright abuse penalty. His own Spotify page? Removed. His music? Taken down. His PayPal account used for streaming revenue? Banned for violating terms. He called me crying, saying, "You took my dream away." I didn't. Karma did. Story 10. I met my ex at work. We were in different departments, but when things ended, she made sure it affected everything. She told HR I'd harassed her, told our coworkers I was violent, I'm 5'6" and terrified of conflict, and started a whisper campaign that I'd cheated on her with a married woman in accounting. I got pulled into multiple investigations, lost out on 2 promotions while things were being sorted. It was horrible. But she pushed too far. One day, she tried to forge a text message from me, threatening her. Unfortunately for her, she used a free texting app and included a timestamp where I was on a Zoom call with HR. She got fired. HR issued an internal memo clearing me. The married coworker she accused sued her for defamation. The best part? She applied to another job in the same industry. and I was called for a reference since the company partnered with ours. Let's just say I didn't lie. Karma didn't either. Story 11. I was a wedding photographer. My ex and I broke up after he accused me of flirting with clients. Total projection, as I later found out he'd cheated. A month after the split, I noticed several one-star reviews popping up on my business page with fake complaints. Missed deadlines, ruined photos, disrespectful behavior. I was crushed. In this industry, reputation is everything. I even lost two bookings from brides who panicked over the reviews. I had a strong feeling it was him, but no proof. Until one of the brides got suspicious. She messaged one of the reviewers and got a reply from an account that used his old Reddit username. She sent me the screenshots. I reported him for defamation, took the screenshots to Google and Yelp, and had the reviews removed. But the real karma? He'd just started applying to photography gigs himself and used my photos on his portfolio. I reported him to every agency he applied to. He was banned from 3 freelancing platforms for fraud. I never had to say a word to him. Karma spoke for me. Story 12. After I broke up with my ex, I thought we'd keep things civil, especially since we had a 6-year-old daughter. But then I started getting CPS visits. Someone reported that I left my child alone for hours while men came and went from the apartment. They even said I had drugs in the house. Luckily, I keep everything documented, and my daughter's teacher vouched for me immediately. But the stress was unreal. A week later, my neighbor told me she saw my ex sneaking around near the back of my place at night. She had him on her Ring cam. When CPS came again, I showed them the footage. Turns out he'd been trying to plant evidence near my trash bins to support his claims. They opened a harassment investigation against him. His visitation was reduced to supervised only. He cried in court, saying it was all a misunderstanding. The judge wasn't moved. Karma isn't gentle when you mess with a child's life. Story 13. She couldn't let go after we ended things. I moved out, started fresh, but she had a key to my old apartment and used it to break in and steal some of my stuff. Nothing major, just small personal things. I didn't report it. Figured it was over. Then I started getting collection calls. Somehow, she opened 3 credit cards in my name. One of them had a $4,000 balance. I filed a fraud report and froze everything. The bank started investigating, and that's when Karma walked in. She used her real email address when registering one of the accounts, and her IP address matched the login history. The investigator called me and said, "Yeah, this one's an easy win." She was charged with identity theft and credit fraud. Her mom, who once told me I wasn't man enough for her daughter, called me sobbing, asking me to drop the charges. I didn't. Neither did the state. Now she's stuck with a record, and I've got better credit than ever. Story 14. My ex was a real estate agent. After our messy breakup, she tried to sabotage me by calling my landlord anonymously and claiming I was operating an illegal Airbnb out of the unit. She even sent photos of strangers entering the building, which I later figured out were just my friends visiting. The landlord freaked, issued me a notice, and threatened eviction. I had to prove I wasn't renting anything out, which was stressful as hell. Luckily, I had 0 listings on any site and payment apps to show there were no transactions. The landlord backed off, but it was close. A month later, she got caught forging a signature on a lease to push a sale through. Someone she wronged recognized her on a real estate forum post, dug into her credentials, and found other shady deals. She lost her license, and her brokerage dropped her. I never said a word. But you can bet I watched her meltdown on Facebook like it was the Super Bowl. Story 15. We broke up because he wanted an open relationship, and I didn't. Simple as that. But apparently, he didn't like being the one left, so he made it his mission to ruin every friendship I had. He messaged my best friend pretending to be some random girl who caught me cheating and had screenshots to prove it. Then he did the same to my coworkers. He even made a fake Reddit post accusing me of scamming people through Venmo. None of it stuck, but it chipped away at my mental health. What he didn't realize is that my roommate works for a cybersecurity firm. She quietly traced every message, every fake account, back to him. She compiled a 16-page PDF with evidence and asked me what I wanted to do. I sent it to his new girlfriend. She was furious, dumped him immediately, and posted the receipts online. The post went viral. When you find out your boyfriend was cyberstalking his ex, he deleted all his socials the next day. Funny thing is, I never even replied to him once. Karma handled it better than I ever could. Story 16. My ex tried to ruin my military career. We dated for almost a year while I was stationed stateside. When I got deployed, she lost it, said I was abandoning her, called me a coward in camo. I thought it would just blow over, but while I was overseas, she started sending anonymous tips to my commanding officer. She claimed I was using drugs, selling equipment, and fraternizing with local civilians. She even sent photoshopped images of me holding what looked like illegal substances. Luckily, the military doesn't just take things at face value. An investigation cleared me, and the digital team confirmed the images were fake. They traced the metadata back to a computer registered in her name. They couldn't press charges because it was off base, but her name got flagged in the military fraud database. That was enough. 6 months later, she tried to enlist herself, probably for the benefits. Denied instantly. Karma wears a uniform too. Story 17. After I left him, my ex decided to warn everyone in our city about me. I'm a tattoo artist, and he started a blog dedicated to exposing me as a predator with a needle. He claimed I reused needles, never. Gave people infections, not once. And even posted fake reviews from clients I'd never met. It hurt my business bad. I went from booked out months ahead to nearly empty weeks. But Karma? She's creative. One of the fake reviews he posted used a photo of a tattoo that belonged to a real client, and that client recognized her own ink. She blasted him on social media, tagging my studio. The whole thing snowballed, and dozens of people began posting real photos of my work to drown out the lies. Someone dug into the blog's IP logs and confirmed it came from his house. He lost all credibility in our scene. Turns out he'd tried to be a tattoo artist once and failed. Now he's banned from every convention in a 300-mile radius. My bookings are full again. Story 18. My ex tried to frame me for arson. Let me say that again, arson. After we broke up, I blocked her on everything. She didn't like that. Weeks later, the garage at her apartment complex caught fire. No one was hurt, thankfully, but two cars were totaled. One of them was hers. She told police she saw me drive past her building that night. Then, out of nowhere, a random anonymous tip came in saying I was seen with matches near the dumpsters. I was brought in for questioning. I almost lost it. But the building had security cameras. And guess who was caught on tape throwing something into the trash 15 minutes before the fire? Her? Not only that, she was wearing gloves. Sloppy ones. She was arrested and charged with filing a false report and reckless endangerment. Her apartment evicted her. Her insurance dropped her. And I slept like a baby for the first time in weeks. Story 19. She told people I hit her. We broke up after a short, toxic relationship. A week later, she was crying on Facebook Live, saying I was abusive. She didn't name me directly, but everyone knew. My inbox was flooded. Friends ghosted me. Coworkers treated me differently. She even showed up at my work once, crying in the parking lot. It was a mess. But what she didn't know was that I'd been recording parts of our relationship at her request. She had trust issues, so she made me record conversations to prove I wasn't lying. I still had all those videos. Calm, civil, even her admitting she was the one who slapped me once during an argument. I sent the recordings to three of our mutual friends. Just three. By the next day, the entire friend group turned on her. She tried to claim I'd edited them. But the timestamps and her own voice buried that lie fast. Now she lives in another state. I haven't heard her name in over a year. Story 20. We broke up amicably, or so I thought. Turns out, my ex decided that if he couldn't be with me, he'd make sure no one else could either. I started dating someone new and he somehow got her number. He sent her screenshots of our old private texts, twisted with fake ones where I supposedly called her boring and a rebound. She confronted me in tears. I was floored. I pulled up my old texts. Every single one was real, except the ones he added. She noticed the formatting was different. That's what saved us. But it gets better. She was in law school, and she knew exactly what to do. She sent him a cease and desist for harassment, citing impersonation and defamation. He didn't take it seriously, so she took it to his employer, where he worked in data entry for a tech company. You don't mess with digital privacy in that. He got fired, blacklisted from two other firms. Last I heard, he's driving Uber and still whining that she ruined him. Nah, that was karma. Story 21. My ex and I worked in the same hospital. I was a nurse. He was in radiology. After we broke up, I thought we could still function professionally. Nope. Suddenly, I was under investigation for violating HIPAA. Someone reported that I accessed patient records I shouldn't have. A huge deal in healthcare. I was suspended pending review. I was terrified of losing my license. But the IT department did a full audit and found that the access came from his login, not mine. He'd used a shared workstation and forgot to log out. And he'd actually opened records on his new girlfriend's mom. Just to be nosy. They figured he blamed it on me because we'd just ended things and I'd blocked him. He was fired on the spot. I was cleared and even offered counseling for the stress he'd caused. Best part? His new girlfriend dumped him after her mom found out. Two for one karma. Story 22. We split up and I moved on. He didn't. He showed up at my apartment one night with flowers, begging for a second chance. When I said no, he slashed my tires. I filed a report, but with no witnesses or cameras, they couldn't prove it was him. Weeks later, someone started posting on Nextdoor and local Facebook groups saying I was scamming people, pretending to run a dog rescue and pocketing donations. The name and number listed were mine. I got hate messages. People spit at me in the grocery store. Then karma showed up in the form of a mistake. He forgot to change the email address attached to one of the donation links. A woman who donated $20 got a PayPal receipt that said Jay Mendez, his full name. She posted it everywhere. Within 48 hours, I got apologies and he got visits from the police. He was charged with fraud and online harassment. My reputation was restored. His? Not so much. Story 23. I was a teacher. My ex and I broke up because he wanted me to quit my job and start a real family. When I didn't agree, he left. I figured that was the end, until I got called into the principal's office. Someone had sent in an anonymous complaint that I was having inappropriate conversations with one of my students. They attached edited screenshots of a chat that looked like it came from my phone. It was terrifying. But our school had just installed software that monitored all teacher-student communication via school channels. IT pulled the logs. None of the messages existed. Not only that, they matched the screenshots to a template editing app that had been downloaded to his phone in the past month. His own Google account betrayed him. I didn't press charges, but the school reported him to the district office, and they flagged him from ever working in education again, something he'd planned to do after getting certified. He wanted to destroy my career. He lost his own future instead. Story 24. My ex-wife forged my signature to take out a $15,000 personal loan after we separated. She used a shared document from our old taxes and copied my signature perfectly. I only found out when debt collectors started calling me. At first, I thought it was identity theft. Filed a police report. Started the process of freezing accounts. Then I noticed the mailing address for the loan matched her new apartment. When I confronted her, she denied everything. Until the bank showed me the timestamped IP address of the application. It came from her work computer. I handed that over to the police. She was arrested, charged, and ordered to repay every cent, plus court costs. The felony charge made her lose her accounting job. She thought she was being clever. Karma prefers receipts, literal ones. Story 25. She tried to get me evicted. I lived in a rent-controlled apartment in a really nice part of the city. She moved in with me when we were dating, but never went on the lease. After we broke up, she begged to stay just one more month. I said, okay, bad move. The moment I left town for a weekend, she threw a party, trashed the place, and told the neighbors I was moving out and she was taking over. She even filed a bogus complaint with the housing board saying I was subletting illegally. My landlord gave me a warning and I almost lost my lease until I showed him footage from my indoor camera. It had her talking to her friend about how easy it'll be to take over the place once I'm gone. I played it in the meeting. The landlord kicked her out immediately and renewed my lease with a discount for the stress. She had to move back in with her parents. I hear they weren't thrilled. Story 26. After we broke up, my ex filed a noise complaint against me, even though she lived two buildings away. She told the property manager I was throwing parties at 2 a.m. every weekend. Total lie. I work night shifts as a nurse. Wasn't even home during those hours. She kept filing complaints anonymously until I was one strike away from eviction. Then I remembered something. We still shared a Spotify account. I checked the history. Turns out she was playing her own music on a Bluetooth speaker in front of my building while I was gone. She'd walk by, blast it, and then report me. I screenshotted the logs, including timestamps and her name next to every playlist. The landlord was floored. Not only was I cleared, but she got reported for harassment. She ended up being evicted from her apartment instead. The building had a zero-tolerance policy. I didn't have to do anything but show the truth. Karma hit her right through the O cable. Story 27. My ex tried to ruin my relationship with my family. After we split, she messaged my mom, pretending to be a concerned friend who just found out I had a secret gambling addiction, said I owed thousands, had maxed out credit cards, and was on the verge of losing my apartment. None of it was true. My mom called me sobbing. I had to show her my bank statements to calm her down. It was humiliating. Not because I had something to hide, but because someone I once loved wanted to make my own mother think I was a failure. I let it go, hoping she'd stop. But then she tried the same tactic with my boss, emailed HR with an anonymous tip that I'd been stealing from company funds. They froze my access while they investigated. That was her mistake. My company has cyber specialists. The IP matched hers. She was contacted by their legal team, and they threatened to press charges for defamation and interference with employment. She begged me to call them off. I didn't. Karma doesn't take collect calls. Story 28. He convinced my friends I was dangerous. After I broke up with him, he told everyone I'd gone off the deep end. Claimed I was stalking him, that I broke into his apartment, even though I was never near it, and that I was emotionally abusive. My two best friends of 10 years believed him. Ghosted me. Months passed. I kept quiet. Moved on. Or tried to. Then his next girlfriend reached out to me. Said he'd done the exact same thing to her. Word for word. And to the one before me. We three had coffee and compared stories. Guess what we did next? We started a blog. Just facts. Dates. Messages. Screenshots. No hate. We didn't even use his name. But people figured it out fast. He lost clients. He was a freelance designer. Got called out on Twitter and eventually deleted everything. One of the friends who ghosted me apologized. I accepted. The other? Still silent. But karma doesn't need a crowd. It just needs time. Story 29. He hacked into my food delivery apps and sent horrible messages to drivers under my name. I thought I was just having bad luck with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Cold food. Wrong orders. Delays. But then one driver handed me my order and said, "You're not as rude as your messages." I asked what he meant. He showed me a screenshot of a message sent through the app that said, "If you're late again, I'll report you and ruin your job." I was stunned. I contacted customer service, got a chat log, and realized someone had been logging into my accounts from a different device. My ex had remembered my password. He'd been adding extra items to my orders, canceling them, and messaging drivers to make me look bad. Even reported one for theft under my name. I changed everything. Reported him to the apps and the police. They didn't charge him, but all his accounts got permanently banned. He texted, "Guess you won after all." Nah, karma did. And it cost him more than just delivery. Story 30. My ex faked a pregnancy to keep me from moving to another state. I had a job offer in Denver. Dream job. She said she was happy for me. Until a week before the move, when she tearfully told me she was pregnant. I was stunned, but promised I wouldn't abandon my child. I put the move on hold. She showed me a positive test. Ultrasound photos. Even faked morning sickness. I stayed. 2 months later, she had a miscarriage. I took care of her, cried with her, grieved. But something felt off. The timeline didn't add up. I noticed the ultrasound said 6 weeks on it, even though she showed it to me 10 days after supposedly finding out. I confronted her. She broke down and admitted she downloaded the photos online. The test? Bought from Amazon and faked. She just didn't want me to leave. I didn't yell. I packed my things and left the next morning. Later, she applied for a job at the same company in Denver. HR recognized her name from my emergency contact forms and passed on her application. Karma crossed state lines that day. Story 31. He wanted to win the breakup. That's what he told his friend, who later told me. I didn't care. I just wanted peace. But a week later, my landlord called saying someone had reported my apartment for illegal subletting. Then my employer got an anonymous tip I was using the company card for personal expenses. Both accusations were lies, but I had to spend hours proving them false. I started feeling paranoid, exhausted, like I was living in a minefield of false alarms. Then one night I saw him in a bar bragging to a girl about how he messed up his ex's life without lifting a finger. He literally showed her screenshots of the complaint emails, and she recorded it without him knowing. She didn't even know me, but she found me on Instagram and sent me the clip. I forwarded it to the police and my landlord. He ended up getting charged with harassment and banned from my apartment complex. She said, "I just couldn't let him keep doing that." Sometimes karma looks like a stranger at the right bar. Story 32. After we broke up, he logged into my Netflix and kept changing the language settings to Russian. Every time I fixed it, it'd change again. Petty, but I ignored it. Then he started using my Amazon account to order weird, gross stuff and sent it to random people in my contacts. My boss, my mom, even my pastor. I only found out when my mom asked why I sent her adult diapers in a book called How to Disappear Forever. I locked him out and changed all passwords, but it wasn't over. He emailed my employer pretending to be me, quitting in a rage. Thankfully, my boss called to confirm before acting. Karma came in the form of a new job I landed months later at a cybersecurity company. During onboarding, I mentioned what happened. My team tracked the IPs he used, and one of them belonged to the company he just got hired at. I told HR everything. He was fired before he finished his probation period. I watched Karma do a full lap and I didn't lift a finger. Story 33. My ex broke into my Google Photos. I didn't even know it had auto backup turned on. He found old photos, some embarrassing, some intimate, and posted them anonymously to a gossip subreddit in our small city. One of my coworkers recognized a photo of me in a Halloween costume and told me I was horrified. I had no idea how they got out. But the watermark led back to my Google account. Then I remembered I used to let him borrow my iPad. It was still logged in. The subreddit had a mod team that worked fast. Once I reported the photos, they took everything down. But the real win was when I filed a digital harassment report and gave police the IP logs from my account activity. They subpoenaed Reddit for the uploader's IP, and it matched his. He got hit with a restraining order and was fined for distributing private images. The subreddit banned him permanently, and his new girlfriend left him on the spot. Don't mess with cloud backups. Karma's got bandwidth now. Story 34. We were high school sweethearts, until he cheated on me senior year. I moved on, went to college, started dating someone new. Then he decided to get revenge for me moving on. He created a fake Tinder profile using my name and real photos, but listed it as open relationship, loves casual hookups. My boyfriend's roommate found it and showed him. It nearly destroyed us. I cried for days. My boyfriend didn't believe I made it, but it caused a huge rift. I contacted Tinder, and after some back and forth, they gave me info that helped me file a police report. The cops traced the phone number registered to the fake account. It was a burner, but the recovery email was his. And dumbly, it had the same username as his old Xbox gamertag. He got served with a harassment charge. And the best part? My boyfriend and I got stronger through it. We even got engaged last month. Meanwhile, my ex's last Instagram story was him posting a sad selfie with the caption, "No one trusts me anymore. Wonder why?" Story 35. She claimed she was pregnant. Not for sympathy. For control. We'd broken up because she constantly lied. She showed up at my work and made a scene, screaming that I abandoned her and our baby. My boss pulled me aside. I thought I was done for. I told him everything. He gave me a week to clear it up. She posted ultrasound photos online. Except, I reverse image searched one of them. First result? A Pinterest post from 2018. She didn't even bother changing the watermark. I confronted her. She laughed and said, "I had to try something." So I reported her for workplace harassment and false claims. She got a court, but karma took the rest. A year later, she posted about being ghosted by another man. And the comments were brutal. Dozens of people who knew her history called her out. She deleted every post, deactivated everything. And I got promoted. Story 36. She took my dog. We broke up after 3 years of living together, and things were civil. Until I came home one day to find our apartment half empty and my golden retriever Max gone. She said, "He loves me more anyway," and claimed I was an unfit owner because I worked too much. I filed a police report, but since she wasn't violent and we weren't married, it became a civil issue. I started the legal process. But karma didn't wait. 3 weeks later, she brought Max to a groomer, the same groomer I'd used for 2 years. They recognized him, called me, and stalled her with a long wait time. I showed up with a copy of my adoption papers, photos, and vet records. She lost it in the parking lot, screamed at the groomer, and kicked over a trash bin, all on camera. The cops showed up and charged her with theft and disorderly conduct. I got Max back. She got a court date and a permanent ban from the groomer's chain. Story 37. My ex stole my screenplay. We both worked in indie film. While dating, I let her read my horror script. She said it was too weird and never brought it up again. Fast forward 6 months. I'm scrolling through a local short film festival lineup, and there it is. My plot, my characters, even my title, just shortened a bit. Directed by her. She changed a few things, but kept most of the scenes identical. I was shaking. I emailed the festival, attached my original draft with timestamps, and even included emails where she gave notes on it. They disqualified her on the spot. But karma wasn't done. One of the judges happened to be a producer I'd interned for. He reached out to me, not her, and offered funding for a full-length adaptation. Now my film's in production. She posted a rant online about how gatekeeping ruins creativity. Nope. Stealing ruins opportunity. Karma just called it out. Story 38. He tried to catfish my new girlfriend. After our breakup, I started dating a girl named Tessa. Everything was great. Until she started getting weird messages from a concerned friend who claimed I had a criminal record, multiple restraining orders, and had cheated on every past girlfriend. She blocked the number. Then another popped up. And another? We figured out the truth when she got a message saying, "He lied to you, just like he did to me." She reverse searched the phone number. Turns out it was a Google Voice account registered to my ex's old email. The same one she used for Spotify back when we shared an account. We confronted her together. She denied it. Until Tessa showed her the full screenshot trail. She went quiet and left. A week later, she posted a video about emotional manipulation in her relationships. Comments flooded in asking why she was messaging people's girlfriends pretending to be different people. She turned off comments, went private, and hasn't shown her face since. Story 39. My ex keyed my car and left a note saying, "Bet she won't want you now." He was bitter, I moved on. What he didn't realize was that the apartment building had just installed a new security system with plate recognition. The footage caught his car pulling in, sitting in the lot for 3 minutes, and leaving. Clear as day. I filed a police report, gave them the footage, and a week later, he was charged with vandalism. The kicker? He had just started working as a car salesman. Word got back to his manager and he was fired the same day. I got reimbursed for the damage. My girlfriend saw the footage and said, "He's pathetic." She wasn't wrong. He tried to make me look broken. All he did was shatter his own future. Story 40. She faked a mental health crisis to get me fired. We worked at the same company, she in HR, me in development. After our breakup, she told a supervisor that I made her feel unsafe, sent threatening messages, and triggered her PTSD. I was floored. I was put on immediate leave while they reviewed. I couldn't believe it. We hadn't even spoken since the breakup. But karma showed up with receipts. The IT team audited our company messaging app. Not only had I not messaged her, but she had messaged me 5 times, asking to talk, and even saying, "I miss us," all unread. Once the evidence came out, I was reinstated with an apology. She was placed under internal investigation, and HR eventually fired her for misusing company protocols. The company promoted me 3 months later. She tried to ruin me from the inside. Karma kicked her out completely. Story 41. My ex reported me to immigration. We dated while he was on a student visa. I'm a U.S. citizen. When we broke up, I guess he assumed I'd crumble without him. I didn't. I blocked him and moved on. So he decided to flip the script. He called ICE and anonymously reported that I was harboring illegal immigrants. Claimed I was married for a green card, running an illegal boarding house, and selling fake documents. Wild stuff. I found out when 2 agents showed up at my door. Luckily, I wasn't scared and because everything was clean. I invited them in, showed my lease, and even gave them his full name and student ID. Guess what? They investigated him instead and found out he'd overstayed his visa by 6 months and never updated his student status. He was deported within the month. He tried to ruin my life with lies. Karma sent him home with the truth. Story 42. She crashed my wedding. Literally. I was marrying the love of my life after years of toxic relationships, including her. Everything was perfect until she barged into the reception, screamed, "He's mine!" and threw a glass of wine across the room. Total movie moment. Except this wasn't Hollywood. She was escorted out. We thought that was the end of it. Until we checked our wedding website. Someone had hacked in, changed our registry to bizarre items, like adult toys and inflatable chickens, and even posted a wedding confession message saying I was cheating. It was humiliating, but we figured it out fast. She'd used the same username she used for an old Reddit account, one I still had saved from back when she would vent online. We pressed charges for harassment and digital vandalism. She got hit with a restraining order and community service. Meanwhile, our guests reshared the hacked registry and turned it into a meme. We ended up going viral. Our honeymoon was free, paid for by a sponsor who loved the story. Story 43. My ex photoshopped fake mugshots of me. After we broke up, she became obsessed with proving I was a bad guy. She created a fake Instagram page under the handle at The Real Toxas Yannis and uploaded a series of evidence posts, including mugshots she generated using an online AI tool. She even used AI-generated police reports and tagged people from my college. The thing is, she forgot that her personal profile was linked to the email used to create the fake one. It only took one friend of mine, who works in digital forensics, to trace everything. He compiled a neat little dossier and sent it to Instagram, who took the page down instantly. But we didn't stop there. I took legal action. We settled out of court. She had to publicly apologize, pay for emotional damages, and enroll in a cyber abuse therapy program. Now she posts daily quotes about healing from shame. I didn't have to ruin her. She did it all herself. Karma just documented it. Story 44. He tried to make me look like a criminal to my own daughter. We share custody. After I started dating someone new, he got bitter, started planting ideas in our kid's head that I was lying, that I cheated, even that I was probably on drugs. Then one day, I get a call from Child Protective Services. Someone had reported that I was leaving my child alone for hours and using illicit substances. The caseworker showed up for a surprise visit. Terrifying. But guess what? My home was spotless. I had daycare receipts, nanny cams, and texts showing when she was picked up, dropped off, and fed. The kicker? My daughter accidentally told the caseworker, "Daddy told me to say you smell funny when you drink your special soda." They flagged it as coaching. He was investigated for manipulation. Custody shifted to me. Now he gets supervised visits twice a month. He weaponized our daughter. Karma handed me full custody. Story 45. He tried to ruin my art career by stealing my portfolio and claiming it as his. We had both applied to a high-end design fellowship. I didn't even know he was competing for the same spot. Weeks later, I found out he submitted several pieces from my private sketchbook, the one he'd begged to borrow for inspiration. He passed the first round. I didn't even get shortlisted. But Karma didn't flinch. One of the judges recognized a piece because it had my signature on the original, which he'd poorly cropped out. They contacted me. I provided time-stamped files, cloud saves, even da-whip videos from Procreate. He was disqualified and blacklisted from two major agencies. The organization offered me a public apology and a full spot in the program. He later emailed me a 5-paragraph rant about how art should be collaborative. Nah, Karma's not a group project. Story 46. He sent anonymous letters to my neighbors. We had broken up 3 months prior, but I guess he couldn't stand seeing me happy. Suddenly, my building manager started treating me differently. Then one neighbor wouldn't say hi anymore. Turns out, someone had dropped letters in each mailbox warning them that I was involved in criminal activity, had violent outbursts, and had been recently released from a psychiatric facility. All lies. Luckily, my downstairs neighbor works in law. She saw right through it and told the manager to check building security footage. Caught red-handed, he wore a hoodie but used the same backpack I gave him for his birthday. The footage was turned over to police. He got a restraining order slapped on him and had to attend mandatory counseling. My neighbors apologized. I moved out a few months later. Not because I was afraid, but because Karma already did its job. Story 47. She tried to destroy my band. We were in the same friend circle. I played drums in a local group that was finally gaining traction. After we split, she started messaging venues anonymously, claiming we encouraged underage drinking and didn't pay our sound crew. Three venues dropped us. My bandmates were furious and suspicious of me, thinking it was some internal drama. But then she slipped up. She posted a rant on her private Twitter, mocking a promoter for falling for her fake emails. Screenshots got back to us within a day. Our bassist confronted her in public. She denied it, until we showed her the tweet. She froze. We showed every venue the proof. We got rehired, and two more booked us out of spite toward her. Meanwhile, she's known around the scene as the girl who tanked a band and failed. We even wrote a song about it. Title: Anonymous Tip. Story 48. He hacked my Apple ID and activated Find My iPhone, not to track me, but to mess with me. He'd make my phone beep loudly at 3 a.m. every few nights. Sometimes while I was at work. Once during a client meeting, I thought my phone was glitching. Took it to the Apple Store. That's when they noticed multiple devices had logged into my account in different cities. I had no idea how he got in, until I remembered we shared a laptop once, and I never logged out. Apple helped me lock everything down, but I wanted more. I filed a police report. They found his location attached to one of the devices and linked it to the alerts. He got hit with cyber harassment charges. His IT internship? Gone. His school suspended him for violating their ethics code. He wanted control. Karma flipped the settings. Story 49. She emailed my thesis advisor saying I plagiarized my work. We weren't even in the same major. I studied environmental engineering. She did marketing. But after we broke up and I started dating someone new on campus, she went nuclear. She copied my thesis, changed a few sections, and submitted it to an online plagiarism checker under a fake name. Then sent screenshots to my advisor. I was called into a meeting and nearly had a panic attack. But I'd been backing my work up for months. Time-stamped documents, progress emails with my co-author, even lab footage. Once I showed all of it, they quickly realized the submission was fabricated. The university launched its own investigation and traced the IP used to upload the original version. It matched her dorm room. She lost her scholarship. I got an apology from the dean and passed with distinction. She hasn't graduated yet. I'm already employed. Story 50. He tried to fake a revenge expose podcast. Yes, a podcast. After our breakup, he started a dramatic, true crime-style podcast called Broken by Her. In it, he described a toxic ex who gaslit him, cheated, manipulated his friends, and ruined his life. He never used my name, but the timeline, details, and photos on the Instagram page made it obvious. It got local attention. I was mortified. Even coworkers whispered about it. But karma showed up in the form of a Reddit thread. Someone recognized a story detail he borrowed and called him out for plagiarizing it from a published blog post. Others came forward with similar claims. Then, a girl he dated before me stitched together clips proving most of it was completely fake. He was exposed for fabricating everything. Podcast platforms dropped him, and he deleted all accounts. I didn't say a word the whole time. Karma gave him his final episode. Story 51. She told my entire church I assaulted her. After we broke up, she wasn't just upset, she was vengeful. I led the music team at our small church and had a strong reputation. She started whispering things to people behind the scenes, that I'd hurt her, that I had a temper, even that I confessed to being dangerous. At first, no one told me. Then our pastor called me in for a quiet talk. I was devastated. I asked if she'd submitted anything formal. She hadn't. I told him I'd prove it. She'd left her old iPad at my place, and it was still logged into her cloud. When I opened it, I found a series of voice memos she'd made rehearsing how to fake cry, and even messages to her friends saying, "I'll ruin him if it's the last thing I do." I handed the evidence over. She was banned from the church, and our pastor issued a public apology. The best part? Her parents, longtime members, found out and made her issue a letter of apology to every member. She left town 2 months later. Story 52. He posted flyers around campus claiming I had an STD. We had a bad breakup. Real bad. He cheated. I exposed him. That should have been the end of it. Instead, I walked into class one day and saw a flyer taped to the wall. My name, a photo from my Instagram, and the words, "Beware, has herpes and won't tell you." I almost fainted. The school launched an investigation. At first, they couldn't trace it. But then someone noticed the flyers were printed on a very specific kind of paper. Paper that only came from one place on campus, the art lab printer, which required a student login. It didn't take long to see that he had printed 37 copies. Surveillance footage confirmed it. He was expelled for harassment and defamation. I got an official statement clearing my name and counseling support. He went home to live with his mom. I stayed and got a full ride for the rest of my degree. Story 53. She emailed every modeling agency I applied to, claiming I had a history of harassment. I'd been slowly building my portfolio. Small shoots, runway work, local gigs. Things were looking up until rejection after rejection started flooding in. One agency even emailed me saying, "We don't work with abusers." I was shocked. I found out through a mutual friend that my ex had bragged about making sure no one takes him seriously again. She'd been emailing agencies pretending to be a former manager, linking fake Reddit threads and testimonies. I hired a friend who works in PR to help. They traced the emails to a burner account, connected to her real phone number for recovery. One slip. We sent a legal notice. She didn't reply. So we sent the proof to every agency she contacted, plus a public statement. I got 5 emails from places asking to reconsider my application. I signed with 2. She deleted every social account within days. Karma fixed what her lies tried to break. Story 54. He broke into my house. Not to hurt me, but to make it look like I'd faked a robbery. He stole random items, my laptop, my blender, my dog's leash. He trashed one room and even left the window wide open. I came home and panicked, called the cops immediately. But something felt off. Nothing valuable was taken, just things that made the scene look robbed. Turns out, he was hoping I'd file an insurance claim, then tip off the company that I was faking it. He wanted me to get investigated for fraud, but my neighbor's Ring camera caught the whole thing. Him climbing in, rummaging around, then walking out with my blender in a trash bag. Cops arrested him. He confessed in minutes. He's now facing charges for breaking and entering and attempted insurance fraud. I got my stuff back, even my blender. The officer who returned it said, "You dodged a bullet." I said, "No, He caught Karma.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. It prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.